Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes it seems like you take one step forward, and then I'm not necessarily going to say one step backwards, but it's that old Civic Arena site. Yep, you know the one. Well, yesterday, members of the Urban Redevelopment Authority tabled a vote on moving forward on the music venue, the parking garage, because not everyone was happy with the presentation. Here for an update to tell us where things stand, Marimba Malayans, the president and CEO of the Hill Community Development Corporation. Welcome back to the show, Marimba.
Lynn, thank you for having me back. Good to be here.
Indeed. So what happened? So there was a URA meeting yesterday, and was there a presentation on what the next step would be?
So apparently over the past 2 weeks, or maybe much longer, I presume, the Pens in the city on the URA have been renegotiating the terms for the proposed development for the Lower Hill District site. And they were going to be taking a vote on changing the pre-existing terms, which had been changed from a pre-existing time period before that. And so it was really just a matter of, hey, can we get this information so that the public and or at least residents and key stakeholders who have been involved in this process have an opportunity to review what it is, these new terms, which almost always include subsidy, public subsidy or public tax dollars. We want to know what's in there. That was really the extent of it. And unfortunately, it wasn't until the actual board meeting that they released the term sheet documentation. So people had not had an opportunity to review it and give input or ask any questions. And so it was tabled for that reason.
So does it appear that there were major revisions or major changes, or is it too soon to tell? Is this one of those things that you have to go through line by line before you really know?
Yeah, they did a presentation at the meeting yesterday and went through some of the changes. There are some significant changes. Councilman Lavelle would probably be the better person to talk to. He has been working very closely with the Pittsburgh Penguins and the city, the mayor's office, to work on these revisions. But some of it had to do with a $3 million parking fee that they were trying to not owe the Penguins due to the prior terms. And then some of it had to do with the parking tax diversion. There were some other, early stage returns on the community benefits agreement, like they want to start a first source hiring center, which is, a good thing, hiring people from the community. So there were a number of things that are positive in the document, in the agreement. And I think, again, the issue was that nobody really had access to what was in there except through a press release, which only highlighted the positive things. It didn't really talk so much about what the public investment was going to be. It was really more or less a matter of transparency.
So at this point, the housing is still there. I mean, the key things that most people are aware of, the housing, the music venue, the restaurant, the parking garage, those things are all still in place.
Nothing about the development plan changed. The meeting was really, the delay is only because the public did not have access to the new deal before the board meeting.
Okay, so
and
now
people showed up. Yeah, people showed up and said it's not acceptable to vote on a deal of this scale, of this magnitude and impact, without disclosing the details of the new deal that you are reaching.
Okay, so now those details have been made public. Will there be a community meeting where everyone will be able to see them or have access to before the next URA board meeting? Is that kind of how this moves from here?
We got the delay, and as of today, you know, obviously we're more than happy as an organization to share the details that we received relative to the term sheet. We think that it'd be appropriate for the city to share the terms and, you know, invite comment if necessary. They're only going to give a one or two week delay. So it is important for people who want to be involved to get engaged. I would say suggest reaching out to Councilman LaBelle's office at 412-255-2134 if there are, you know, questions and specific requests of changes. We will, you know, be happy to take input as well. If people would like to contact us, they can do so at 412-765-1820. And so that's where we are. I think as for, you know, where the most people who attended who were asking for a delay, I think everybody's just trying to get their head around because they've been looking at this information for far longer than we have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, now it's been just not even 24 hours since we received the term sheet for the proposed development.
Okay.
So,
and as
again,
you said,
I want to make sure that.
Go ahead.
I want to make sure that, and this is something that I did talk a little bit about this at the meeting yesterday, which if anyone's interested in seeing the whole meeting, or at least the Lower Hill portion of the meeting, they can find it on our Facebook at facebook.com/MyHillDistrict. We streamed the comments and this portion of the agenda from the URA meeting, but you know the essence of the meeting was not really a matter of we are against the development or we are, you know, not in favor of what you're doing. It was really we don't know exactly what's happening.
Okay, it's that transparency piece you mentioned.
And I requested the information from the URA 48 hours prior to that meeting and did not receive the information. They at the meeting did explain that they weren't prepared to externalize, I think was what they said, the information at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now, you know, in receipt of it. It is a public document. Anyone who wants it, again, we're happy to share it. But you can also hopefully receive it, get it from the URA or Councilman LaBelle's office if someone's interested in the details of what is coming. You know,
what
there
it
were
is,
some,
yeah, exactly.
You know, positive things. There were some positive things around, you know, First Force Center.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some of those other things. I do think, though, one of the questions that came up was how are we making the decision, for example,
okay,
on how we prioritize the grocery store in a neighborhood without a grocery store,
Okay.
That's still a factor. So how do we make those decisions?
Okay, and that's all on your Facebook page. We got to run, but Marimba Malines, thanks so much for joining us today. And that's all on your Facebook page.
You're welcome.
All right, great.
It will be as of the end of the day.
Okay, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.